Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. We're here in the studio with Scott Bach.
Hello.
How'd that happen?
You leave the door open. You never know what's going to walk in.
What a horrible week this week.
I see that, yes.
You know, we have a 12-year-old girl
know what to say.
In South Jersey who was lured into a couple of shitbag youth's houses. And she was strangled and bludgeoned for her BMX bicycle.
It's great, isn't it?
12-year-old girl. Her alleged attackers are 15 and 17. And, we talk safety all the time. And, by the way, a little prayer and our hearts go out to the family because it must be horrific what they're dealing with.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
But this girl was lured into a house that was 17 houses from hers. And it started on Facebook. Believe it or
really?
Not. Yeah, she posted on Facebook something, and one of the alleged attackers, murderers, posted a picture of his bike and said her bike was cool, and he had parts at his house to fix up her bike, because supposedly these two brothers bought and sold BMX parts that were stolen and commandeered and acquired any way possible. And so this 12-year-old unsuspecting girl had an 8 p.m. curfew, didn't come home. They started a huge manhunt looking for it and everything. And, we don't know all the facts yet, but we do know she was strangled and bludgeoned, and her possessions were taken from her, found in the alleged attacker's house, and her body was just dumped in a recycling garbage can next door to their house.
Right, like garbage.
Like garbage, all right? How do you at 15 and 17 even have the mindset to pick up a dead body
right. And
carry it and throw it in a garbage can? Like, what kind of kids are we churning out in our society today?
Exactly.
And if we find out that it was over a bicycle, it's pretty effing sad.
Yeah. Well, what is the problem is they're going to go to juvie, then they're going to come out in 18 months because, 18 months for murder now. And, can you imagine what these animals are going to be like when they're out?
I wonder if the people in Clayton, New Jersey are wondering where Al Sharpton is on this one.
Yeah.
Oh, he's
getting
his hair done.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
So
the bus didn't show up.
Yeah. So it's pretty sad that this has to happen. And, people are crying out that they should be tried as an adult because it's such a heinous crime. But that's a stretch for the 15-year-old. It's going to be a stretch to try him as an adult
sure.
in New Jersey.
And even if they do
door.
Try him as an adult in New Jersey, the laws in New Jersey with the catch and release
policies.
They'll
be out in 8 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Detective Max said they'll do about 8 years.
Right. For murder.
Yeah, for murder.
And we wonder what the hell the problem is.
8 years. So one will be 25 when he gets out. The other one will be 23 when they get out. And they can start all over.
Right. Sure.
Nice and fresh. They can start
great.
All over again.
But we have no problem with the criminal justice system.
They just arrested a pedophile in East Hanover who was just released earlier out on bail for other child pornography possessions.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
A number of charges.
Yeah, but if you stop on the way to the range with a handgun, you're going to jail for 10 years.
You're going to jail for 10 years.
No parole.
No parole. No get out of jail free card.
Correct. But
period.
Molest a kid and you get 3 months
fine.
In prison.
Yeah, no problem.
And we know you can't repair those people. Well, I know how to repair those people, but that involves vice grips and piano wire. And I'll fix them good.
Yes.
Just Google concubine when you get a chance, and it'll tell you everything you need to know. Listen, one of my members at my cigar club, I found out he was a dentist, and I started asking him a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And I said, if I was to bring somebody in your dental office with a black bag over their head, mildly sedated, would you pull all their teeth out? And he said yes. And then I asked him if he was good at giving stitches, sutures. And I said, if somebody came in with something similar to a gunshot wound, do you think you could hook him up, Doc?
You realize you're telling this to a million people
I haven't seen him since we had this discussion.
Yes, I'm sure. And if somebody, if you hear the sound of repelling coming off of your roof, we will know why. Yes.
So, not to joke around, but 12-year-old girl, Autumn Pasquale.
Pasquale.
She's dead now, and we think it's over a bicycle. More facts are going to come out. Also, rumor is that her mother,
their mother turned him in. Yeah.
after she read their Facebook posts.
Right.
And she turned them in. And then, of course, the rumors are abounding if she's going to get the $10,000 reward for turning her own kids in.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
well, there had to be a reason.
Yeah. We live in a sick, slanted society.
Yes, we
you know,
do.
We teach the Be Prepared class to adults. It's from 16 to 96. And it's hard to teach, as an outsider, it's hard to teach kids under 12, 13 years old. It's really the parents' responsibility to learn and then teach their children.
Right.
That's
right.
Really what it boils right. down to.
Which is, you know, something we're missing now in society is the parental responsibility. Well, responsibility of anyone.
Why? We put them in front of a TV. Yeah, they're fine. Well,
yeah,
and,
of course.
And, you know, Chris Matthews at MSNBC, he'll learn them.
Yeah, he sure will.
But, you know, it is the parents' responsibility.
Did you see their new slogan now?
What?
Move forward.
Uh-huh.
Or, no, I'm sorry, lean forward, MSNBC.
Lean forward, not lean over?
We're standing here on the precipice of disaster, total meltdown in the country, and we have a presidential candidate running with the slogan forward.
Yeah. See, I think Obama should change it to Bohica, bend over, here it comes again.
Well, that's very true. Yeah.
Okay.
And they, you know, the campaigns, they can give out little jars of Vaseline.
No, he doesn't even want to use Vaseline.
Ooh.
No,
that's
we're
tough.
Going commando.
Wow. Oh,
okay.
God,
yeah.
So. Yeah. That's a rough one.
And you know, I think Romney did a great job on all three debates.
Did you?
Yeah, neither one of them ever answered a direct question anyway.
Well, of course
so.
Not. It's a presidential debate. What do you expect?
But I liked how they got in their face and they sparred around a little bit. I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, it's very nice. Last week, did you hear that the German Chancellor of Finance came out and demanded a forensic accounting of their gold that is stored in the Federal Reserve Bank, and then Germany wants their stuff back because they cannot trust America because we're going broke that quick. They're afraid we might steal the German gold.
I'd steal it. What? Rape and pillage, baby. Rape and pillage. Shock and awe.
Financial shock and awe.
I told you, stop sending money to the Middle East. Let them hate us for free.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
And be sure it's the real, genuine lipstick bodyguard, not the cheap Chinese knockoffs that may not work when you need them.
You know how we talk all the time? Scott, we talk, the past few shows we've been talking about police are ordered to underreport crime and downgrade crimes. Like if someone breaks into your house, they put it down as criminal mischief or criminal trespass. So when you're reading the local police blotter, you think that it's kids spray painting and going in people's yards.
Mm-hmm. They're just misbehaving.
Okay, they're just misbehaving, but it's actually burglaries. And this is a funny one. Ramsey, New Jersey is averaging just over one burglary a month. And the police sergeant, Flanagan, move along, nothing to see here, Flanagan, said that our crime rates are much lower than the surrounding towns, so you don't have anything to worry about.
Wait a minute. Newark now surrounds Ramsey? Right. Or?
But what is the balls of this answer? What he's saying is, there, you know, 1.3 burglaries
a
month.
Two-step.
But we shouldn't worry because the neighboring towns are having 1.7 burglaries a month. Well, here's an idea for you, Sarge. I don't give a shit about the other towns.
Right.
I only care about my town.
Yeah, I care about the guy standing in my living room.
Don't try to trivialize it and tell me shit like that. It's amazing how they're being pigeonholed here and how they're trying to just make up stories.
Well,
you know what
I
mean,
Scott?
I like
the way the red creeps up on the back of his neck. Don't you, Scott?
I know it. I know. I wonder what he would say if his house was one of the 1.3 that was hit.
Yeah,
the
I
cop.
Wonder.
Yeah,
the cop.
Oh, that
Flanagan.
Would be different. Yeah, that would be different then if it was his house.
Yeah.
But it's amazing what they really think and how they try to shove shit down our throats.
Well,
like, you know,
because it works.
But you know, crime is high in our town, but it's slightly higher in the surrounding town. So you should feel relieved. No, I don't feel relieved.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't feel. And listen, I know the cops can't be everywhere all the time.
But this
I understand
is New Jersey,
that.
And we're not allowed to arm ourselves against this.
Correct. And again, if you don't have an alarm, man, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you don't have an alarm, if you don't have layers of defense, you're a
jackass.
If you
don't have an alarm today, you're probably voting for an Obama.
Well, you get a free telephone.
You do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You get a free telephone and you're brain dead. So if you're listening to this, I always get shit when I say this. I don't know why. But if you're still voting for Barack Obama and you're a gun owner, do me a favor and send your guns into the studio with a note because you're too freaking stupid to own a gun.
Anybody want to jump in a van with me election day in the morning and we can drive from pole to pole in the inner cities and have a competition, a new Black Panther face punching competition? What do you think?
I'll do it. I'll go with you.
Remember Knockout Kings?
Knockout Kings. Yeah, we can
thing.
Do the same thing.
We'll do the same thing, but the new Black Panther.
Yes.
What's that?
But
a stick in your hand? Pull.
Yeah, I think we'd wind up in jail, though.
Yeah, Sharpton would definitely put the wig on and get his ass out there real quick.
Eric Holder.
Eric Holder.
Chief Justice Eric Holder. Does that sound good to you?
Oh, yeah. He's going to be a Supreme Court Justice, baby.
But
Chief Justice.
I don't like Romney. He's not, like, Republican enough or whatever.
I'm not a big fan of either one of them, but, like I say,
guess
with Glenn
what?
Beck, right, Scott? We'd rather vote for a shoe than vote for the big O.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And, you know, look, nobody that's running is perfect, but the point is if you let Obama get back in, you're going to be seeing a lot more
Under the radar,
Supreme Court,
lower court appointees, right, Scott? Federal, appellate court,
this is
everything.
Not just about a presidential election. This is really an all-in election
all right,
for
Donald. I'm going to wake everybody up. I watched the last of the three debates over foreign policy. Listen to me, red, white, and blue Americans. Mitt Romney was saying Pakistan. Obama was saying Pakistan. Do you know why? Because that's how Haji says Pakistan. Did you guys know that?
Well, let me tell you.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. The Muslim world says Pakistan. The free world, the West, says Pakistan. So Obama is saying that in a U.S. debate on foreign policy because he wants Haji to hear it, but Haji don't vote for him.
Well, dude, this is a guy who had to get the State Department to allow, give special dispensation to freaking terrorists so they could come have into the White House from the Muslim Brotherhood so he could have dinner with them.
Okay.
So the State Department, they were on a terrorist watch list, but we invite them all in.
I'm going to jump ahead
here. Because, you know,
here.
The Muslim Brotherhood is just a secular organization.
I'm going to jump ahead. The Fort Hood terrorist that shot 14, 15, 27 people, 14 dead,
a lot of
screamed Ali Akbar.
Yeah.
Okay? The victims of those crimes, the murdered victims that are still alive, want the U.S. government to label it a terrorist act, and our State Department and our government will not change their stance
that
it's labeled as workplace violence.
Absolutely, because we cannot say Muslim Brotherhood because it's politically incorrect. And the Muslim Brotherhood, who is really the father of Al-Qaeda.
No.
Yes.
They're nice.
Yeah. Remember all the crap I got when I said that what happened in Benghazi was Fast and Furious on steroids?
Yep.
All that crap I got, you're a lunatic, you're a conspiracy theorist.
Well,
that's true. But now we're starting to see it all play out. 7 hours, there's a firefight there. President of the United States is watching this via live TV.
We told Libya we were sending troops in. They said, well, they will handle the security themselves.
Yeah, $4 an hour, okay. $4 an hour security.
Yeah, they're going to handle security arms themselves.
Meanwhile, we have a detachment of Marines in Paris guarding the embassy.
Correct.
This wasn't, everybody keeps calling it an embassy. This wasn't an embassy. It was a CIA safe house.
Yep.
Our ambassador was former CIA. The guys who were guarding him were former Navy SEALs.
And CIA.
Now working for the CIA. So what happened there? We gave guns to our enemies, the Muslim Brotherhood, so they could overthrow Egypt. All of a sudden, this gets covered up. But it's because of a freaking video.
Yep.
Right? The guy was arrested who made the video. First Amendment rights. He's still in jail. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer. And we're back.
You didn't build that.
You didn't build that.
Government did that for you.
Sure, of course.
This segment is brought to you by NJ2AS.
And he didn't build that either.
Newt Frank Fiammingo built that. New Jersey Second Amendment Society.
Not according to the president,
com.
He did not.
Of course not.
Absolutely not.
NJ2AS.com. Whether you live in New Jersey or you live outside of New Jersey, $35 a year to join you cheap bastards, because it's cheaper than a...
Cheaper than a back waxing. Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, let me tell you something. Even if you live outside of the state of New Jersey, you should join, because we have guys like Lautenberg who pass things like the Lautenberg Act that affects the entire country. Okay? NJ2AS.
He's not just a pile of dust.
Correct. They're out there with their Operation Established Compliance.
Yes, they are.
Getting towns in line with permitting processes, and they've been very effective with it. Let me tell you something. Please join their Facebook page, NJ2AS, New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Go on to their site. Join. Tell them Gun for Hire Radio sent you. They have a monthly meeting where they have guest speakers. I mean, they even had Scott Bach as a guest speaker at one or two of their meetings, correct?
Really?
Scott, right? Weren't you at one or two of their meetings?
That's pretty good.
Yes.
Two, to be precise.
Beautiful.
To be precise.
And we all get along and we all fight, like Frank says, like the hammer and the anvil.
That's right.
Okay? NJ2AS.com. Please, you cheap bastards, join. It's only $35.
Because what happens in Jersey, don't stay in Jersey.
Correct. 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 So now I'm hungry. I just read this article. You know, I love Jersey City. I had lunch yesterday with Pinelli in Jersey City. Oh, you were invited, Sandy.
I know.
I was going to tell you.
Thanks. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Scott Bach and I went to see Andy Pinelli.
It's great.
Scott,
I forgot to invite him the day after.
I always invite him the day after. I forget. Sandy was supposed to come with us. So the JCPD locks this guy up. Wait, now, I love this. They believe he was on PCP.
They believe it
because he defecated in the back of the police car. Then he was trying
It is Jersey City, so that does happen on a regular basis.
But wait. Then he was trying to gnaw his wrist off to get the handcuffs off.
You sure this wasn't the mayor?
So far.
The mayor, there was no alcohol involved.
Oh, then it couldn't have been the mayor.
But guess what this sick bastard did? He bit his own finger off and swallowed it.
So part of it, where's the problem
the
in this?
Definitely the mayor.
I still don't see a problem arising
now,
here.
Now,
other than the dirty police car.
Now, first of all, they had to put a spit hood on him, leg irons and everything. What I would have done was I would have let him go and I would have let him eat himself.
Absolutely.
Because it would have saved the taxpayers a lot of money. Okay.
Yeah,
let's
just
look
keep
at it.
Chewing.
Let's look at it fiscally. Okay.
Fiscally, yeah.
There's
you don't
less
have to
surprise. Bury.
That's right.
Okay. I would have let him.
Food bill is low.
I would have let him eat himself. Now, what's funny is
that's got that a joke in there somewhere.
Jersey City, you have a lot of commuters, right? This guy is walking the streets. He's got PCP in his system. Could you imagine if he ran across a couple of women or something in his wild rampage? It took like
he
10
cops. He stripped his clothes off and tried to hijack a freaking car.
It took like 10 cops to restrain him, and with the spit hood, and he was trying to chew his fingers off. He swallowed a freaking finger. I mean, but you imagine we have people like this
walking
through
the streets. Well, they didn't have to feed him that night.
And you have to really, really watch your ass when you're out on the street, because how do you prevent from something like that? All of a sudden, you look to your right, and
a
here
bullet?
Comes this naked. A bullet would help. A bullet would help, but they're not going to let us do that in New Jersey. We don't have security details like the Crypt Keeper and Che Menendez.
Yeah, and the fine Mayor Healy of Jersey City, who has what? Count them, six armed guards around them at all times. Unless you're
lunch.
In prison, you have had lunch with them, and they
I've
do get a bigger
detail.
I've had lunch
in the same place as him. He has a six-man detail.
Yeah,
I think
great.
One of them is an alcohol procurer.
Oh.
Nice. Nice.
Very good.
You know, they just busted a ring in Morris County. 98 counts of car burglaries, breaking into cars in the middle of the night, breaking windows. Okay, and they charged them with knowingly and unlawfully entering automobiles. They were all released on their own recognizance.
There's no problem there.
22 years old, 20 years old, and 21 years old. 22, 21, and 20.
And I heard the judge had his car broken into right after the release, but I think that's just a
yeah,
rumor.
I wish. Yeah. 98 cars they broke into, and they're released on their own recognizance.
And you wonder why we have crime.
All right, are you kidding me? 98 people wake up in the morning, windows broke, insurance claims, missing time from work, personal stuff stolen from their cars, and they're released on their own recognizance. Scott,
you know,
ahead. You're looking aggravated.
Well, the scary part is, this is my county, okay? It's the county
too.
I live in, and it's supposed to be one of the more conservative, stricter counties.
Right,
so,
right.
I mean, do you have more information, Anthony, on who the arresting agency was?
No,
and who
it
the judge
says,
was?
It was a Morris County Prosecutor's Office. It was a task force.
Yeah, well.
So it was Bianchi and those guys.
Unbelievable. That is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, it doesn't portend well for other counties.
Portend, he's speaking legalese now.
Now, listen to this. 98 cars that they know they broke into, how many people left their doors open that they robbed shit and didn't go report it? It's probably 200 cars, and they're released. Now, what do you think they're doing today, Officer Bar Brady? What do you think they're doing today, Judge, that you released them? Well,
yeah,
they all went out and got
just,
jobs making $25 an hour benefits, and
they
went
did.
Back on the straight
sure.
and narrow. Wake up.
Yeah.
What do I, Scott, I say this all the time. When judges release people early, like pedophiles or any type of criminals, they feel they're ready to go back to society. That judge should have that criminal live in his house for 6 months.
I agree with that.
Okay?
And date his daughter.
What? And date his
date
daughter.
His daughter. Yeah,
well, if you feel he's ready for society, then he's ready for society.
Yeah, put your money where your mouth
exactly.
is.
Right.
Exactly.
Invite him over for dinner.
Your Honor, let him live with you. Let's see how the shit changes from there.
Right.
Okay? The cops are tired of it. We had a detective in here. He arrested a guy the other day. He had 27 felony convictions. The cops are fed up. They're tired of even locking people up because they're back out again. It's revolving door system. Mac and everybody
catch
says
and
you
release.
Get arrested in New Jersey. The courts are so backed up. They downgrade everything.
Yep.
They let
just
you
plea
out
bargain,
early. They
get
do
them
the
out.
Plea bargain you the hell out. I mean, 98 counts of burglary, they all released on their own recognizance.
Well, Governor Hindenburg solved the problem by buying up all these houses that have gone into foreclosure and making them halfway houses, you know, for light crimes like murder, rape, child
nice.
Molestation.
Not in my neighborhood. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right. Coming to a neighborhood near you. And voting time is coming up.
He ate his finger. I'm on hot dogs.
We With over 25 years' expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rucker Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
We have to give him things to play with just to occupy him during the break.
Yes. I have a fake soundboard that I can play with the buttons so I don't touch the real soundboard. You know, like the kids, you know when you give the kids a little Fisher-Price
fake the only thing that works.
The fake car with the horn and everything. I have a fake soundboard in the studio.
We make them believe it actually does work.
Everybody else has those other things, what they call pens and pencils and
you're not
paper.
Allowed to have that.
I can't have any sharp objects or anything.
Yes. Can't have any sharp objects.
I'm a witness here. There really, truly is a fake soundboard here. And Anthony is manipulating the dials.
Of course he is. Yes, that's right.
But look
we keep
at all
him
the
far
colors.
Away from the real things.
Look at all the colors.
Look at all the pretty colors and the lights that light up. Isn't
What's
that the, nice?
These are jacks, right?
These are jacks,
nice.
Yes.
And a Homer Simpson comes to mind.
So I want to thank the people that have been supporting our sponsors. And Dr. Eric Waldorf of Waldorf Chiropractic.
He's the best.
He's been getting 2A Patriots going into his office and signing up. And this is what it's all about.
Yep.
All right. WaldorfChiro.com. He's had people come in. I'm telling you right now, go to your doctor. Go to your chiropractor. Just subtly hint at what their Second Amendment stance is.
Yeah.
Why are you giving your money to someone who's sending it to handgun control? Give your money to the people that's in the 2A community. Dr. Eric is a family man. Him and his wife came to our big NRA function, okay, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit. Well, I might as well say it now. We almost made $30,000 at our dinner.
Nice.
A three-year-in-a-row state record.
In
okay?
New Jersey.
In New Jersey. I want to thank everyone who attended and supported. Scott, you did very good at that dinner. Was it a good time?
Absolutely. And thank you, Anthony, and your crew for putting together an amazing event.
Thank you very much.
Please
we tried.
Do not do anything to but enlarge the size of his
hold
head.
On. I'm turning.
Actually,
I'm
in this case, he really deserves it.
I'm turning the dial now. So listen, Waldorf Chiro, go in and ask for Dr. Eric. He's in Bridgewater. He's centrally located. He'll give you a free evaluation, a free thermal scan. It doesn't cost you anything. Even just go in and say hi. He's in a large office complex. Walk in and thank him for his support.
Yeah.
If you know people who are using a chiropractor, Charlie and I go to Dr. Eric. We've been going to him for years. He comes here. He adjusts me here every once in a while. I slip with a little gas or something. He giggles and we move on. But WaldorfChiro.com. I'm sorry. It always happens. I can't help it. Actually, I save it for you, Dr. Eric. I just want you to know.
Then it's not a slip.
Yes, he's, yeah.
So, well, W-A-L-D.
What have we been blessed with then?
I'm talking
Do you have more?
W-A-L-D-O-R-F. chiro.com. Please tell Dr. Eric that we sent you and patronize him. He's a really great guy. Thank you for your support.
Can
all right. What, Scott?
Can we get a ventilator in the studio?
Yeah, we really do need. You know, it's a problem after lunch. I told you. I warned you. Here he goes. Stop.
Okay, now, yes. Listen to this. The TSA announced that they're going to fire 25 of employees and suspend 19 for suspect search violations.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Oh, I thought maybe they didn't steal enough.
They're more interested in stealing shit than finding shit. Okay?
They find things so they can steal the good shit.
Okay. But here's great political speak. The TSA, this is what they announced. They found large-scale security failures. That's all they're telling us.
Large-scale security failures.
I'm telling you right now, they're giving me a freaking anal probe and Haji walks by with a surface-to-air missile. Okay? That's exactly what's happening.
No problem at all.
They're making the 95-year-old grandmother take her freaking Depends diaper off in a wheelchair, and Haji's walking by with 80 pounds of C4 stuffed up his ass.
Well, one of your clients who happened to be at the dinner is a TSA supervisor whose biggest complaint is that she has 70% of her people still haven't gone through background checks yet?
Nope. They keep firing them all. Every time they do background checks,
that's because they won't pass.
They're like, Sandy, we're firing you, but I've been working here for 9 months already.
Yeah, it's a problem with that child molestation deal, you know?
I mean... Anyway, so I know. I see the way they throw stuff, the way they handle stuff.
Oh, man.
People do what I do. I keep all my stuff, my good stuff, in a small bag, and I stay with it.
Yeah.
You know? And don't ever check anything that's going to go into the belly of the plane, because they go through that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and when you get there will be nothing in it.
Right.
So basically, they're like sharks in a feeding frenzy. They're all around your bag, Scott, trying to steal your shit, and Haji's walking by with a big
That's why they named it Newark Liberty Airport. They liberate you from all your belongings.
You know, a serious tip for traveling is anytime I travel with valuables that I have to take with me, I have a little portable safe that you can actually tether to the inside of the
bag.
Gun
guard makes it.
And the other thing is I'll use zip ties on the outside of the luggage and on certain strategic points inside the luggage just to add layers so that if somebody's actually going to try to go in and take my stuff, they're going to have to work to do it. So I've got zip ties on the outside. I got zip ties on the inside. And I've not had a problem.
Wow.
I just bring a guy with me who keisters everything.
That's the guy you keep him inside the suitcase, right?
Yeah, it's the little guy from Mini-Me. We the people, you and I.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds downrange between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition, from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
Who gave him cookies to eat? Do not give him sugar. He had sugar.
Or Coca-Cola.
Do not. Look at him bouncing around over here. What are you hopped up on Red Bull?
I had one of those little cookies.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, little cookies.
You know, my wife bought me rice cakes. They are so good with like an inch of chocolate frosting on them.
We have time. You got to tell the story of the filming, what you did to you. You got
a production assistant.
A production assistant.
I had my own PA for the 5 days of shooting, and I had the PA go get me a chapstick. He said, "What flavor, Mr. Calandro?" I said, "Bacon." So he looked at me inquisitively. He goes, "I don't think they make bacon." I said, "Make it happen."
Just Poor guy.
And then the next day, in front of the whole crew, I said, I love maple walnut and I love butter pecan ice cream, but I sent my PA out to get a gallon of each and I had him switch the nuts because I wanted to try maple pecan and butter walnut. I thought that was, and it was actually good.
Didn't you send him out for M&Ms and told him to take out every other red one?
Every other red one had to come out. I have the bag of the red ones in my office. He took every other red M&M. He probably spit on them, but he took
probably
every other
did,
red
yes,
M&M.
So I would have. This poor kid.
What the hell? Listen, we forgot about David, and he's been doing great. David's Massage Oasis.
We didn't forget about David.
Scott, he's right in your neighborhood, okay? David's Massage Oasis is DMO. massagetherapy.com. He's one of our newest sponsors. David was giving chair massages at the dinner in the back. You were preoccupied.
I saw it.
He was taking donations and all the money he gave to the NRA Foundation, which helped add to that $29,400 we raised. Those are the type of people that we want in our organization.
Absolutely.
And Dave does chair massages. He does the table massages. He delivers. He has gift certificates. He does parties. He's in Bergen County. His office is in the same office as a medical doctor, and the medical doctor refers patients to him that are experiencing stiff necks or
right.
whatever else.
Again, medical he's not doctor a chiropractor. Actually recruited him in.
Yes, he's not a chiropractor like Dr. Eric, but he's a massage therapist, and he does sports massage, deep tissue massage. Again, we just had one of our listeners hired him out to do a party. Like 16 women were having a party, and they brought him in. He comes in with another assistant. He works with people. They'll do your nails, the pedicure. I mean, I go, that's where I get my pedicure all the time.
Now, one of the things
I said
just
that out loud.
You know,
You
know, one of the things you have to also understand about massage therapy, too, is he's an actual massage therapist. He's a degreed massage therapist.
Yeah, it's
therapist.
Not just me doing that, you know, or doing the rowboat.
So if you know somebody who's undergoing chemotherapy, that sort of thing, a lot of the hospitals are starting to show a great return on massage therapy. It's all part of, you know, you've got places like Sloan Kettering who has massage therapists come in as part of a holistic treatment
Correct.
For people going through
chemotherapy. He has a specialist for Gun for Hire radio listeners. So it's dmo.massagetherapy.com. Contact David. He was at the dinner. His fiance was at the dinner. Contact them and get some gift certificates
really
or go check
people.
Them out, you know. So, Sandy, I want to talk a little bit about... We had a woman, a girl, a 12-year-old girl, shot an intruder.
That's terrible.
And we're not yet.
Right through the door, too. Wasn't that great?
Yeah. This
was sent to us from one of our listeners.
From one of Vincent Testarino. This happened in Oklahoma. Okay, a man who broke into a home
a free
in Oklahoma.
State, Scott, yeah. A free state.
He got a surprise Wednesday morning when he was shot by a 12-year-old girl who was in a home alone, okay? She was hiding in a closet, and she shot him when he opened the closet door. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
And this is a guy who was out on bail for molesting another kid.
Correct. Now, Scott, in New Jersey, we would probably be charged by leaving a gun accessible to our 12-year-old,
yeah,
right?
The 12-year-old would be in jail, and so would the parents.
Isn't that
incredible?
It's amazing.
And in Oklahoma, they reloaded the gun and put it back in the nightstand.
And the police chief praised the kid for being a hero.
This shitbag, the 32-year-old shitbag that broke into the 12-year-old's house, he's already molested and abducted other children before. The last one was a 17-year-old mentally challenged girl that he abducted and molested. Okay.
I wonder if
he was
be doing
out
that
on
anytime
he was out
soon.
On bail, and he knew the girl was home alone. Her parents had gone to work. She stayed home from school sick. All right, and he broke into the house. Now that shitbag would have raped her or whatever,
absolutely.
And instead she responded back because her parents trained the kid in proper safety and use of a firearm, which in New Jersey that would be frowned upon by our politicritters.
Oh, absolutely, and it would be frowned upon against the neighbors too. We've had listeners who can't even get babysitters because they're shooters or they're into shooting sports.
Not only frowned upon, but criminalized.
Yes, absolutely. What a great place we live in. Now, folks, guess what? The same people who vote against your gun rights are the people running on the Obama ticket. Now, what's that all about, Scott? Just a coincidence, I guess. So think about that on Tuesday. For those of you voting for Obama, Election Day was changed to the 7th.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years. With four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know. He what? Gave us a phone.
He gave you
he
a phone?
Do more.
How did he give you a phone?
You sign up if you're on full stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey!
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Freedom? Or free shit. Choice is yours.
Coming soon to a town near you.
Yeah, you betcha.
So, we have a big hurricane. Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah, my wife says they named it specifically after me.
So, Josh Sager and a few other Gun for Hire Reader listeners email me. They want to know if this is going to be a giant Chia Pet shitstorm. Okay. Ainsley Reynolds wants to know who the hell is Scooby-Doo from the last show. But he still says he loves the show. So that was a great intro with the Ruby Roo. I thought that was really, really a good one. But here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, who is prepared for this storm that's coming and going to hit the Northeast?
You bet.
Who's prepared?
Nobody.
You know who's prepared? Me, Scott, Sandy, and Frank DeMayo, the owner of Get Out Safe.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. SurvivalEquipmentNJ.com. SurvivalEquipmentNJ.com. Frank DeMayo is the man on Route 10 in Whippany. Stop by and check him out. Go on to his Facebook page. Get Out Safe is his Facebook page. Hey, a lot of our listeners already friended him already. Check Frank out. He's got all the survival supplies you need. If you're running to the store buying the French toast, right? Milk,
right,
bread, and
right,
eggs today,
right,
because
right.
of Hurricane Chia Pet,
that's
you're screwed
right.
already.
You're already
okay?
screwed.
So Get Out Safe.
This is
New
a guy,
Jersey.
Go there, he will walk you step by step, he talks
he made
to
three
you.
Go bags for you.
Absolutely, and it, so. And they were custom, because yep. he said to you, he talks to you about your lifestyle, he talks to you, you know, where do you work, how do you work, how do you get around, how do you travel, here's what you need to have, do you have this, do you have that, and a lot of the stuff, we were talking about it, you could go to Home Depot and Target and Walmart and all this other stuff and pick up all that other crap, or you say, oh, I already got a pair of vice grips, yeah, well, they're going to be home when you need them.
Listen, Frank is going to be one of the monthly guest speakers for an NJ2AS meeting, and he's going to show everybody how to make a bailout bag and a bug out bag.
Nice.
Okay? Because he lives, eats, breathes, and poops the 2A also.
Oh, he really does.
So survivalequipmentnj.com. So, Scott, we got you in here. You're prepared a little bit. You have a little water and some food in the house, right?
Well,
I'll never tell.
Yes, exactly.
He doesn't want us to go to his house and eat him.
No, I'm completely unprepared.
Okay. So we know right now.
But you're heavily armed, so it really doesn't.
If things get really bad, I can always eat my finger.
Nothing wrong with that.
But you'd have to move to Jersey City.
Right,
for
okay.
That,
all right, I won't do it.
So now, what do you think? Carrillo's is 20 points behind Che Menendez. So Carrillo's never
yeah.
embraced the gun people.
Right.
Right?
He never came on the show.
That's
come on the
that's
show,
true.
Joe.
That's
too late.
That's true, unfortunately. However, I'm still voting for Carrillo's because I want Menendez the heck out of there.
Right.
It ain't okay. happening.
Remember, we need as many votes in the U.S. Senate as possible because
right.
those senators will confirm or not confirm the next two or three Supreme Court justices.
And there's going to be at least two that we know of, possibly three. Can you imagine what a stack deck that's going to be
oh, it's
like?
It's horrible. Horrible.
Absolutely. And those same senators will vote for or against the UN gun ban treaty.
You betcha.
So
we know
betcha.
What we have to do. We also want to vote for Anna Little.
But will we get off the
ass?
Do you realize that we have a million people listening to us right now, most of which are in the state of New Jersey, and those guys who are in those swing states like PA, Ohio, Florida? Please, it's not good enough just to go out and vote yourself. Take someone along with you.
Well, here's why, okay? You know, everybody's saying how important this election is, and I'm gonna put it a little differently. This is not just the most important election of our lifetimes, it's the most important election in the history of this country, and maybe we could get into that after the break.
There's nothing you can do to totally prevent bad guys from doing very bad things, but you can make yourself a tough target. At home, that means building layers of security, making your home look unappealing to criminals. You can do that by installing dusk-to-dawn lighting, using big dog toys and a big dog bowl like Anthony always talks about, just inside your kitchen door, visible from the outside, reinforcing your entry doors, and planting sticker bushes beneath the ground floor windows. As for me in my house, we chose an added layer of protection surrounding our home and business, and since our zoning officer in the town frowns upon digging a moat, we chose a full protection alarm system from Prism Electronics. Dean, who owns Prism, is our personal alarm guy. He's who Anthony and I have chosen to protect our family and businesses. Now, if you're like us and you want that added layer of protection only an alarm or closed-circuit television system can bring you, be sure to call Dean at Prism Electronics. He'll come right to you, and he'll treat you right. PrismElectronics.com.
We say it all the time, Scott. You know, it's a really important election. This is the most important election of our lifetime, but this truly is.
Well,
freedom is in the balance.
Yeah, and as I was saying before the break, it's the most important election in the history of this country, okay? And it's freedom and everything that it stands for.
Yes.
Is up on the chopping block. You were talking about being on the edge or the precipice, okay? You know, there are people who are trying to systematically destroy freedom in the United States.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay?
And let me just say, just because
Wow.
you own guns and can shoot off fireworks on the 4th of July does not mean you're free. There's a lot more to freedom
Correct.
Than just that.
Correct.
And, but, you know,
we're losing our First Amendment rights when a guy makes a crappy video that they blame, which really had nothing to do with this whole thing.
Yeah,
in the
beginning. He's in jail.
And he's in jail.
Okay,
still
and that's,
in jail.
And that's
yes.
just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, in every area of society, freedom is under attack.
Yes.
And as I like to say, you know, liberty's torch is almost extinguished.
Right.
And I view gun owners as freedom's last chance, okay? And it's not just about gun rights this time. It's about gun rights and everything that gun rights protect. Okay, and if you think I don't need to vote because I saw that Romney's ahead in the polls this week. Just remember, Romney might be doing great in the polls, but I don't know if you've been noticing this, but voter fraud is on the horizon.
Wow,
okay,
Democrats committing voter fraud? Scott,
no way.
No. What's wrong with you?
This election is in danger of being stolen.
Absolutely. It's already okay. being stolen right now. There are a disproportionate number of 110-year-olds voting right now early in Ohio.
Yeah. Did you see that thing about when I voted for Romney, it kept popping up in the final
yeah,
thing
as Obama.
And yep. the head of the Board of Elections, they were saying, oh, it's not a conspiracy. It's just a software glitch.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen. There is so much at stake in this election that nobody can sit on the sidelines. Sandy, as you were saying before, it is not enough for just you to do your part because you have to counterbalance
right.
voter fraud. You
right.
have to counterbalance the fact that there's a lot of people that are going to come out just because they want more free stuff.
I'm voting at least six times.
Go
ahead. Sorry.
Everyone that you know and every like-minded person has got to. They cannot sit this one out. They have got to get to the polls. And by the way, so, you know, we've been watching this election build for 4 years. The only day that matters is Election Day.
Right.
Okay. Everything that is right. going on leads up to that one day. It doesn't amount to a hill of beans if you don't get out there and vote. It's a numbers game on Election Day. And not only are we fighting those who are embracing their own self-destruction and
right.
want to reelect this
right.
team, okay, but we're fighting voter fraud, too. So we have to muster like we have never, ever mustered before.
There's got to be an old lady who lives down the street or right next to you who probably can't get out to the polls, offer to drive these people to the polls. We really do have to muster together, and we have to go out en masse to be able to try to circumvent some of the fraud.
Now, people are saying, well, I'm from New Jersey. It doesn't really matter because New Jersey's not a swing state. Well, wouldn't it be nice
if we were?
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't it be nice if we surprised all the pollsters and the know-it-alls and the people who've decided who we are and what we stand for, okay? It's not over until the votes are cast. And if you sit on the sidelines this time, I don't like to say this, but you're part of the problem, and everyone needs to be part of the solution.
Not to vote is to vote.
Right.
You know, right now, we're talking to a million people right now. So if every single one of these people, especially those who are living in New Jersey, just go out and vote, we could throw Menendez out. We could throw out the people who are voting against your freedom, who work day and night to disarm you.
Now, let me say one more thing, okay? I saw an email, a copy of an email that was sent actually from an NJ2AS member to somebody complaining about Romney and basically saying, you know, Romney's bad on guns. He had a bad record when he was governor of Massachusetts and you know, NRA's covering up his bad record and we shouldn't be supporting Romney and
What the hell is the alternative,
well,
Obama?
Well, there is an alternative, okay? There's a, I forget, I should know the name of the non-establishment party candidate that's going to be on the ballot.
Johnson.
Okay. And there are some people who want to vote for that person. And I understand the desire.
I do, too.
Okay.
I'm a libertarian.
Well,
we don't love
the Republican and we hate the Democrat who happens to be occupying the White House. But if you vote for the third party candidate in this election, you are basically making it easier for Obama to win re-election.
Right. The statement is look, we have to inch forward. This is not we're headed in a direction right now that a lot of libertarians will come out and say, well, let it all melt down and then we'll get the Constitution back. No, we won't.
No, we will not.
We will get riots in the street, bloodshed in the street, and the freaking communists are poised to take over here right now. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
You know,
don't throw away your vote.
Do not throw it away.
Make it count.
Are you still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square, open the lid, and drop the shitbag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shitbags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shitbags so thin, they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shitbags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing. Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you 4 additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shitbaggerator and 4 specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shitbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
This is not the time to sit on the sidelines, folks. We could lose everything.
Without a doubt. Scott, you want to, what other updates do you have to talk to us about Second Amendment or lack of in New Jersey at this point?
Well, our lawsuits are proceeding on one gun a month and on right to carry. There's going to be oral argument in the right to carry challenge coming up in February. We should have a decision from the Third Circuit Court. That's the middle federal appeals court before it goes to the U.S. Supreme Court.
How do you think that's going to go?
Depends on the panel we get. Okay, in the past, we had a panel that included Governor Ed Rendell's wife, who happens to be a sitting justice. And that was a pretty bad decision we got in the Port Authority case. But in any event, it depends on the panel. One way or the other, the right to carry issue is going to be getting to the Supreme Court 2013, 2014, and that issue is going to be resolved for the entire nation. There's about seven cases from different parts of the country, all headed that direction. I think New Jersey's is probably the best because the best of the cases because our laws are so outrageous and ridiculous compared to the other ones that are being challenged.
How exciting is this?
Yeah.
That we're a year or two away, but again, we could lose the Supreme Court
Could lose it all.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That is right. And as I've talked about on this show before, there is something going on at the lower level of the judiciary. I call it a judicial conspiracy because I like conspiracy theories too, Sandy.
Nice.
And that is, ever since Heller and McDonald were decided, these courts are bending over backwards and contorting themselves to write the Second Amendment out of existence.
Yes.
They are saying
that
under Heller and McDonald, the Second Amendment doesn't exist outside your home.
Correct.
It exists
Correct.
Only inside your home. But when you step out your front door, you somehow are some
Jeff
second.
Jeff Chiesa uses that.
Well,
everybody has used
that's
that.
The New Jersey Attorney General, I am sorry to say, the second New Jersey Attorney General, has basically taken the hard left as anti-gun position as you could possibly get to limit or restrict the Second Amendment. But we're seeing this arguments sprout up in the lower courts around the country like weeds. What a coincidence. It's all happening at the same time.
Right.
Absolutely no coincidence. It's a judicial conspiracy to basically try to give life to this doctrine that says, well, because the Heller case involved, because Dick Heller was arguing for gun rights in his home, the facts of that case limit the holding of Heller, which is nonsense. Because when you look at the decision doesn't talk just about gun ownership. It talks about self-defense.
Right.
Okay. And the Second Amendment and gun ownership is an aspect of self-defense. But the core principle behind the Second Amendment is self-defense. And guess what? Self-defense doesn't disappear the minute you walk outside your front door. No way, no how.
Otherwise, we are no longer free citizens. We are serfs.
Yeah. And Heller and McDonald are hanging in the balance by one Supreme Court justice. We lose one justice, and that lower court conspiracy is going to invade the U.S. Supreme Court, and we're going to see Heller and McDonald rewritten and turned into a footnote in history of a brief moment.
Wow.
Okay, when the anomaly of gun rights, was brought to life.
And it all hinges on this election because, like we talked about before, we're not just electing a president. We're not just electing senators. We're electing the Supreme Court that's going to live a long time.
There's one thing we're doing at the ballot box, and we are voting for freedom.
Yes.
More freedom or less. And I'm voting for more, and so should you.
And a lot of people are saying that, that they don't know how they're going to vote at this point. Listen, if you don't know how you're going to vote at this point, you're absolutely brain dead.
Could you imagine us finally getting before the U.S. Supreme Court and then losing a justice and losing our right to carry case after this 20-year fight?
And they will overturn Heller in a minute.
Yep.
We are freedom's last chance.
Yes.
Freedom is calling us. Answer the call.
So what's going on, Ant, with Gun for Hire Academy?
Well, we're offering classes in seven locations, and we deliver. You can get your Florida or Utah non-resident carry permit. Gun for Hire alumni can take any class for half price if they've taken it already. Jimmy's offering the Build-A-Bear program. We have gift certificates for the Build-A-Bear. Build your own AR. Great holiday gift. If you're planning on having a shooting party, indoor or outdoor, or a team building event, we got it. We're also having another Gun for Hire test drive January 27th.
Nice.
$99 a person, 14 guns, 144 rounds of real ammo, not Little Sissy 22.
Sweet.
That makes a great holiday gift. Christmas, Hanukkah, or whatever else you're celebrating for the end of the year. And it will be on January 27th. We will be having that test drive again.
Great.
So check it out. And I'm out.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Colandro, attorney Scott Bach, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening. Please get out there and vote. It is critical.